on this last day of preparation for the Paschal Mystery. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday are the heart of the Paschal Mystery. We have most of these texts dealing with the interior suffering of our Lord, and his physical suffering. We have the third of the servant songs. And here, see, the Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. This is the servant's mission. And this mystic who's writing these texts here, you see, sees, understands that one must come who can do this. What happens, you see? Morning after morning, he opens my ear that I may hear what the Lord God wants. Well, I have not rebelled. I have not turned back from the Father's will. And then the next words are explicitly alluded to as the gospel writers tell us about the passion. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. That's Jesus. Then we've got to look at another side of the heart of the Lord. Therefore, the Lord God is my help, and I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. I know that I will carry this through all the way to death, the will of my Father. And that will bring salvation to the world. And so who? He who is near upholds my right. That's God. See? If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. You see? Who can find me in the wrong? No one. I have done everything the Father wanted. And now I'm going to go through this, you see, for the love of my Father. Then, one of the Passion Psalms, it's 22:69. This is 69. For your sake I bear insult, shame covers my face. I've become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my own mother's sons, because zeal for your house consumes me. That's the line that the disciples remembered, if you can recall, in John's Gospel, when our Lord cleansed the temple. However, they change one word, John does. Zeal for your house, John says, when the Lord was glorified, we remembered, that is, the Holy Spirit brought to our minds this text. You see, but the text says, the way they translate it, the way they comment on it, zeal for your house will consume me. Once that temple incident was done, there was only the cross. It's the only outcome. Zeal for your house. Zeal for you, Father. You see, will consume me. And then insult has broken my heart. I am weak, you see. And put gall in my food. In my thirst gave me vinegar to drink. I thirst. What is he thirsting for? You know, after having been beaten and lost so much blood, you know, there's a huge thirst in a crucified man. But that's not what the thirst is. The thirst is for us. It's for us. I thirst. But, as you know, they took a stick, put a sponge into some sour wine, which was an act of compassion. It wasn't, you know. And put it to his lips. And that's when he said finally, you know, well, in the Psalms that crowd around that moment to help us understand. One is, my God, why have you abandoned me? Another is, Father, you see, into your hands I commend my spirit. And then, I will praise the name of God in song. I know, says this psalmist, who is speaking in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Christ, I know, you see, that I will be taken care of, you see. And I praise the name of the Lord in song. Then we have this Last Supper scene. Betrayal. The disciples are gone to celebrate the Passover. The first thing Jesus says is, one of you is going to betray me. Now they love Jesus. Now notice, Matthew is very careful here. You see, they began to be distressed, and they said to him, surely it is not I, Lord, Lord, Adonai, Kyrios. Surely it is not I, Lord. When we get to Judas, surely it is not I, Rabbi. He doesn't know who Jesus is. And so, once again, now why do the church continually bring these texts to us? So that we'll look at our heart and say, I repent for all the times I have betrayed you. All the times I've let you down. Why? Why does the church put this here? So that we can repent and be forgiven. And enter into the mystery of these next 3 days, you see, with a heart filled with gratitude and awe that the Son of God would do this for us. Get an idea, you see. I've told you this before, but it struck me, as you can say, because this is 40 years later, I think. One day in class, Father Stanislaus Lyonnais, great scholar, could be canonized, a great man. He said, they say sometimes, if you want to understand the meaning of sin, look at the cross. He said, no. When you look at the cross, you see the meaning of love. If you want to see the meaning of sin, look at hell. That's where it goes. And it's very powerful, isn't it? So now we have the next 3 days. The Holy Spirit will be working in our spirit through this gorgeous liturgy, this gift of the readings, the ceremonies, the Eucharist. Even on Friday, though we don't have a Mass, we receive the body of the Lord. You see? So that when we get to Saturday and we're preparing for dawn, we sing the Exultet. You know, exult. That's Latin. How's it go? Rejoice, heavenly powers. Sing, choirs of angels. You see? Let the whole universe gaze on the wonder of God's plan. The Son of God himself sank to the very depths of darkness. He gave his back to those who beat him, his face to those who struck him and pulled on his beard. You see? Those who mocked him. And he endured incredible interior loneliness and suffering of a kind we'd have to grow up to understand. Therese once said, I am in such darkness. She lived through atheism. She was convinced, there's nothing to this. You know, I'm sick, I'm 24 years old, I poured out my life. I'm going to die soon. They're going to put my body in a hole in the ground, and that's going to be it. Except for the deep point of her soul, where she knew in a fire of love that she was giving herself as a victim to divine love, so that through her it could be poured out on the world. She shared the heart of Christ. And that's why she says, I am in such darkness, but there is this fine point of my spirit which I can hardly rejoice in, but I know it's there. And I understand what our Lord was doing on the cross. Well, let's pray that we're privileged to understand this more deeply. See, this is not just a ceremony we're going to be doing for the next 3 days. It's Jesus Christ acting through these gifts he's given to the church to bring us into union with him. To weep for our sins, to call him Lord, not Rabbi, you see, but to be awed at his love. At his love. He would do all this for us.